All right, at 7 o'clock, we call this meeting to order. And we're going to start off with attendance. Administrator Gabriano, will you please do attendance? And everyone, answer the question, what is your spirit animal?
Mine would be an anteater. Nice.
Senator Wad.
What?
Senator Asghar. Senator O'Neill.
Rabbit.
Senator Dornan.
Giraffe.
Senator Lamberty.
Qualler.
Senator Yuzak.
I'll go with the penguin.
Senator Anderson. Senator Fasindola.
I have no idea what my
period
was.
Speaker Haberlin.
I'd have to say an antelope because I always run and I'm really hungry.
Senator O'Connell.
A manatee.
Senator Mollenbach.
An otter.
Senator Sun.
I was a gorilla.
Senator Hannon. Senator Shaw.
An owl.
Senator Pemberton.
Hey.
Senator Antis.
Octopus.
Senator Edol. Senator Edholm.
Grizzly.
Senator Clark.
Elephant.
Chair Martinez.
An ant.
Chair John.
An otter.
Chair Tabin.
A hippopotamus.
Director Schwartz.
A liger.
Controller Hillingham.
A fox.
Parliamentarian Zeta.
A big ugly crow.
President Tchaikovsky.
A goat, of course.
President Singh.
A peacock.
Advisor Van Hecke.
A horse. And just FYI, Steve Bennett's spirit animal, and he talks about this regularly.
It's a sea turtle.
It's a sea turtle.
All right, Administrative Director Nagabiana. Thanks.
Director Tony.
Doc.
Okay, now Administrative Director Nagabiana. Slash. What are you doing, Hubert? I'm just kidding.
Chicken.
Did you miss anybody else? Now Administrative Director, go ahead.
An eagle.
Sweet. All right. With that, we'll move on to approval of the minutes from September 26th. So last Monday's minutes. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with the minutes? Seeing none, minutes are approved. And now we have community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, hi, I'm Nathan Bell. I'm the chair of the College Republicans on campus, and I am here today with the chair of the College Democrats on campus, because as you may have heard or read an email about, there was an incident last week preceding the first presidential debate regarding a couple of Republicans and a Democrat, well, alleged Democrat, I'll say. And so, It's come to the point where the individual no longer feels safe walking around on campus because of the threatening nature of the acts that took place that day. And so we come here today unified to ask that the Student Senate address the polarization of this election one way or the other and make a statement so that students feel reassured that they can openly and freely express their political beliefs on campus without fear for their personal safety, without fear of ostracization from their peers or from professors or anyone else. And so, I don't know if Carmen has anything to say.
Well, obviously we are political organizations on campus that are committed to political discussion, participation, and engagement. And we as organizations
you have any questions about anything, I can answer to the best of my ability.
Sure.
So you guys are talking about, like, you want us to address it. Have you guys thought of any way, like, any ways you expect Student Senate to address it? Like, a letter, an action? Like, what are you guys thinking you're going to get from us?
Well, I personally started off, this was a while ago, but it seemed like it probably would have been a good idea. I proposed a resolution just to address some of the issues, you know, just reaffirming Student Senate stance and make sure they align with Davis's core values, that people can feel safe on campus, and that nobody is going to be marginalized because they believe something that may differ from the majority. So a resolution is one way to go. Just a statement is another way to go. That's ultimately up to you.
Are there any other questions or concerns, or questions only, I guess, for our community college people? All right, thank you. Is there anyone else from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to old business. We're starting with committee updates. Chair Tabin, will you give us the diversity committee update, please?
So sorry if I told you guys that we would be going over the DLC letter today. Unfortunately, DLC did not meet last week due to Nobel and scheduling conflicts. So I will be bringing that to you guys next Monday when we meet, okay?
Are there any questions for Chair Tabin? Tabin, sorry. Questions? All right. We'll pass over ethics, as he's not here right now. Finance committee, would you like to give an update?
Yeah, so we've had some great progress in finding people. We had Jake Anderson and John Barron express interest amongst the representatives, and then we have, I believe, two...
Yeah, Jack Keeley and Brandon Mukanga.
Two students at large as well. This is a minimum that we can maintain is four different people on a fraternity, two people from the Senate and two people from students at large is what we kind of set it as a minimum. But if anyone would like to also has interest in finance committee or something to that degree, please feel free to reach out to us. We do have more applications and we'd love to have you on. So other than that, things have gotten going. So.
Questions, Senator Ward?
I had sent my application and I just wanted to confirm that you received it.
Yeah, I held it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Forgot to do this.
We also have Olivia Ward as one of I apologize, Olivia. Some miscommunication.
Any other questions for the Finance Committee? All right, technology.
So. Big technology update. Let's see. We had the first year tech orientation last Thursday. Went really well. We had a lot of people there. No, we only have one person. So that was a little disheartening, but that's okay. Well, we're going to try to get in closer registration time for classes. See if we can get more people to come. We'll probably have to coax kind of like pizza because that's probably a good way to coax in students. Other than that, there is some stuff moving forward. This is kind of relatively new, but most of it happened today. With Carrie Eckhart and the Hill Crew, they will be probably presenting an app here in the near future, pretty soon to Student Senate, that will be a geolocation kind of app where you go to events and you kind of sign in, say you're there, and you get a certain amount of points, kind of like a rewards program, and it'd be for fine arts and sporting events and stuff like that. So that's a pretty really, really good use case, and they're going to present it here pretty soon. I think it will move forward.
Okay. Are there any questions for the tech committee or our tech director? Questions for any of the updates today at all? All right, seeing none, we'll move on with old business. Is there any other old business? Old business. All right, seeing none, we'll bring up the finance budget.
So we have one budget on the docket today. I'm going to steal it. This budget was brought before us from GIL, or Gussie Interfaith Leaders, right?
Lodge.
Lodge, okay. Not Leaders Lodge. You guys are leaders, so. And this budget is for a celebration that they're doing, an event that's coming up rather soon. When they're asking for both, here, we'll get to it. I don't want to say it in. There we go. So they're asking for a few different things. And I'm going to, I swear I'm going to mispronounce this, but a sukkah?
Yep, sure.
Oh, good. And then other stuff that would go along with the maintenance of that, as well as culturally relevant food and the rest, printing and allocations. Pretty mundane. All of this is, we have receipts and statements for all of these to verify that these are the prices that have been presented to us, as well. And so the total budget comes down to $1,249. And so maybe we could have a representative speak a little bit about.
Yeah, so I'm a co-president of the Gustavus Interfaith Lodge, which is a newer group on campus, and basically we focus on spiritual development and interfaith dialogue. Basically, it's kind of a place where people who don't have a group on campus can go and talk about, you know, their spirituality. But so this year we're hosting the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, which is a pretty major holiday for Jews, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to host it here at Gustavus. And basically what usually happens is you build this thing called a sukkah, which is kind of like a tent-like thing because it goes back. It was a pilgrimage holiday in ancient Jewish religion. And basically you would go to the temple for 7 days, you'd build your sukkah, you'd live there, and you would go back. So now what Jews do like today is they would build it just like on their lawn, and then they would like have meals there. Or sometimes it's like in Israel, a lot of times like Orthodox Jews actually live there for the week. So our plan is to, we're gonna buy a sukkah, and then we're gonna put it right on the Euler courtyard, and that's like all good to go with physical plans. And so our goal is we're gonna have three events. We're gonna have an event where we build the sukkah, and then that's on a Saturday, and then on the Sunday after chapel, we're gonna decorate it, because that's a very traditional thing to do. Is like, it's basically a very like joyous harvest festival, because like you know, like we just got done with harvesting everything, it's like, let's go party, it's gonna be great. And so basically you decorate it, and then on Sunday night we're gonna have another event where we kind of like celebrate the beginning of Sukkot. So yeah, so we're gonna be buying the sukkah, and that's kind of the major thing on the budget is the sukkah, and that's something that we can use forever. Like that's something that will be passed down to our organization for future years. Yeah, so if you guys have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, we're expecting quite a big amount of turnout. Like we've already chatted with like the chaplain's office and religion professors, so we're pretty excited about it. And it's nice is that it's going to be an educational event, but we're also trying to follow as many Jewish laws as we can, so the Jewish students can actually have like some place to go eat their meals, because they're a lot of times Jewish students, you know, it's part of the tradition is to go and eat your meals in the sukkah, and they'll be right outside by Euler. But everyone's invited, so please eat your meals there.
Are there any questions for the finance chair and controller? Or for the organization. Senator Lambert.
Did you guys recommend anything or no?
Yeah, so SANS, a committee, Tencent and I, and along with the organization, we have our own course of dialogue. And for the most part, we didn't find anything particularly striking about the budget. We recommended it be placed in full from what the information we gathered was, as well as the statements. I will say this, there's one caveat to this budget, that because of my inability to be here last week and the speediness of the process, we would be breaking Section 2, Article 1 of the bylaws, stating that funding events over $1,000 must be approved by the full Senate 15 days prior to the event. So we would be breaking that bylaw. By and large, I don't see that as very applicable here, because this is really protecting us from organizations who plan an event 2 days beforehand and hope for an allocation right away, and that's just not possible. So in this case, because of the collapsed timeline and because of other inabilities, I think I would also recommend that you also pass it. It'd take a two-thirds majority of the Senate, but I still would recommend it passed. So.
Senator Clark?
I just want to clarify that the event, we'll be building it on the 15th, so that's 12 days away, and then another event will be the 16th, and Sukkot goes until the 23rd.
Are there any other questions? Questions? Seeing none, we'll now enter discussion about the budget.
Thank you. I think that this is something we should definitely fund. We as a college should embrace other religions and customs, and I think this event does that well.
Discussion? I encourage senators to speak up. Yep.
I also would like to see this event be approved for funding. As a previous speaker said, the bylaw being broken is not necessarily being broken in a way that it was put there for. So, as I said, I would like to see it pushed forward just because it was more on our end as a group that wasn't able to accommodate the bylaw versus the org that came in. And that's it. I yield.
Director Chamie? No, she's on the
floor. Question and answer.
Is it the same session?
Yes.
Yeah, so Director, go ahead.
I want to say the same thing. We weren't able to pass it last week because of some of the issues with regards to that communication, and then Sean was really busy with the Noble, which is a really big deal in this school, and this only happens every 15 years. And yesterday I talked with Oakley and kind of basically went through every single one of them, and like after looking at his email and like all the details that he did, like his due diligence, I really think that this is something that we should fund. And on top of that, I don't know if you know about the bylaws with regards to food. If any organization just randomly come up like saying like, oh, we're gonna fund this food, it doesn't work. It has to be culturally related, and since this is a culturally related, I feel like it should be something that we should fund.
Okay. Senator Lamberty.
I just have another question. Do we normally fund decorations?
So this was a conversation topic that came up, at least in my mind, and I know in Tenzin's. And we were looking through the receipts and statements that we got regarding this budget, and decorations, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Opie, is kind of a loose term, because the stuff that's being purchased is supplies that could potentially be used again, is what we gathered from the budget. So it's not that we're just funding, like, I don't know, like pieces of paper that you're throwing at each other. We're funding things that would inherently, the supplies being used for years again. Like, I mean, I don't know if a scissor breaks, it's, you know, short term, but we're theoretically thinking if that's how that is.
Yeah, just commenting on that. The decorations are culturally appropriate because, like, that's part of decorating. Some of them would be, like, paper type things that I don't know how long they would hold up. Some of it would be like laminated type like pictures and things that would hold up, and some of them would be like a pumpkin.
If you're still curious, I would also say that it's also up to you guys. So like we recommend it, but it's still up to you guys' discretion.
I think it's been for the culture. But I think it's awesome thing, and everybody's invited.
Senator Ward?
Point of clarification, Tenzin made the comment that we have a bylaw that only will be funded if it's culturally appropriate. As far as I can remember, that's a Senate guideline, or I mean a Finance Committee guideline, not a Senate bylaw. So we wouldn't, that's not,
Any other discussion?
Is the food going to be culturally appropriate?
Yes. Yes, it is. I've been working very close with Miriam Boyer, who is a religion professor who happens to be Jewish. I personally am not Jewish. And I'm working with the students, the Jewish students on campus. And all the food, like there's like nuts and apples and pears, which are very culturally appropriate. So, yes.
Okay. other discussion? 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 Seeing none, we are now going to go into a vote. It has to be a two-thirds majority. So those in favor, please say.
Does that have to be roll call because it's only one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds
good. Thanks. All right. So we're going to do roll call vote. Administrative Director Nagariano is going to do roll call, and you're just going to say aye if you want the budget to pass, nay if you think it shouldn't pass, and abstain if you want to abstain. All right.
Senator Barron?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Asghar?
Aye.
O'Neill?
Aye.
Dolan?
Aye.
Liberty?
Aye.
Yuzba?
Aye.
Fasindola?
Aye.
Haberman?
Aye.
Oshad? O'Connell?
Aye.
Ollenbach?
Aye.
Sung?
Aye.
Hannum?
Aye.
Shaw?
Aye.
Limberton?
Aye.
Antes?
Aye.
Ed Holm?
Aye.
Clark?
Abstain.
And with that, the budget passes. All right, so new business. We're going to start out with the agenda item titled Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm going to pass the floor on to Chair Tatum to discuss that with you all.
So for Indigenous Peoples Day, I've been working with Building Bridges on getting a speaker to come in to talk before the documentary that the Diversity Center is putting on upstairs in the Heritage Room. It's going to be on October 10th from 7 to 9 is the documentary. We got Scott Zellmer. He works at MSU. He was actually taken in by a tribe, and so he's going to kind of talk about his experience and kind of the local history here at Gustavus, because he knows a lot about that, and then also in St. Peter in general. So that's going to be really cool. But so he would talk for about 30 minutes from 6:30 to 7 before the documentary. And then yeah, he's also going to mention kind of what like non-natives can do to support Native Americans and like where you can get information on maybe movements or organizations that go on within like their tribes if you want to reach out more to support them. So basically
So since this is an event that would be sponsored by Student Senate, we need to discuss whether we would like to sponsor the event, first of all. And would that, like, we need to discuss that, and then we'd need to vote as Senate to decide whether we want to sponsor this event with Building Bridges on Monday, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. So for now, like, does anyone have any questions for Chair Tatum about the event itself? Questions? All right, I open the floor for discussion.
So yeah, just some clarification. What would sponsoring the event entail?
So in this case, it's going to be very low maintenance because it's just having and speaking. So sponsoring the event would have our logo on the posters that would be created to like kind of show our support in that way, show that we're co-sponsoring it. And it would entail of me meeting him as the diversity chair of Student Senate and welcoming into the Heritage Room. That's pretty much what that would entail.
Senator Clark?
Well, I think this is a great idea. I think we should, as Senate, should probably endorse it. We should endorse it, and I think it would just be a great opportunity to have our stamp of approval on it. And it might encourage more people to go, I feel.
All right. Senator Lamberty? Any other discussion? Senator O'Neill?
Is this related to the Dakota Access Pipeline at all, or would there be anything about that tonight? No.
He would not talk about anything like that. He's definitely going to focus more on like our history here at Gustavus, and like where we are geographically located and how that relates to like Native Americans and Indigenous people, and then also like St. Peter as a whole, and then like his experiences.
Discussion? Discussion. All right, Senator, or Chair Martinez, sorry.
I see this as a good thing just because like the Indigenous Peoples Day is already recognized as my calendar, so I don't see what the point of not endorsing it would be, because like if Gustavus still holds it recognized as it, why could we not? And like we're not spending any money, we're not doing anything specifically, like Building Bridges is doing all of it, we're just putting our logo on it and saying, hey, three students on it, sponsoring someone else. I yield.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, we're going to go to a vote. Those in favor of sponsoring the Indigenous Peoples Day event, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Okay, passes. All right, the next agenda item is titled the Decorum Discourse, and I'm going to pass it off to Co-President Schakowsky to talk about this.
All right, so this title is fairly ambiguous, but what is about has already actually been brought up by the leaders of the political organizations that came in for community comment. This is us bringing it up on our agenda, though. So there was an incident last week involving some students on campus about a disagreement that they had that stemmed directly from their political views. As Student Senate, it's our job to represent the students on campus, and the purpose of this focus is to realize that we need to encourage proper and appropriate dialogue among students with varying perspectives on this campus. We need to make this campus a safe place, and everyone has a part to do that. So I'm not going to tell Senate that anyone needs to say or do anything about it, but I really encourage you all to think very hard and to discuss where we need to go. Like I said already, we're the representatives of the entire student body. It's extremely important that this issue that everyone heard about last week is, there's some clear resolution that comes out of it that where we want to move forward with this. So with those words, I'd like to hear, I would like to hear discussion about what we want to see as a Senate from the student body moving forward, specifically moving forward from this issue.
Okay, I now open the floor for discussion on this subject. Jonas, did you raise your hand?
Yep. I would respectfully ask that you limit your discussion to a conversation about the whole of the student body. I don't think that it's appropriate for this body to comment on individual students' confidential student records, which would include conduct records or situations. I think that where you need to have your conversation is at 30,000 feet around your thoughts about community ideals and ways that people should or shouldn't interact with each other. I personally think that it would be inappropriate for you as a student senate to delve into what I'm sure is incomplete information about the situation. That's my 2 cents for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Treasurer, for suggesting. I just wanted to say, like, I think that we should encourage, you know, whether it be political civility among individuals or encouraging the groups to come in, like, to have both the chairs of the Republicans and Democrats on campus come in and talk about it. I think says something, and I think, fact of the matter is we made national news from this issue, and our name was out with that. And I think we should, like, encourage some kind of student action or some kind of thing like that. I think, like, last year, I remember there was the Republican, Libertarian, and Democratic debate on campus, which I think was a really good event that I think encourage a lot of that kind of like civility and stuff like that. Yes.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I don't want to stop you, and please continue afterwards. But I was just gonna say we actually are potentially gonna be planning one, so that
well,
is actually something that may be in the works.
Well,
just
be in support
to give
of that,
some
and I will be
background to that.
Right. Senator Lamberty.
So, from what I've gathered thus far, everyone here is in support of having the Senate, I mean, those who have talked and the community comment that happened, are in support of the Senate doing something to express to our constituency that here at Gustavus, we respect each other's opinions and we with the utmost respect when discussing differing opinions. So I'd like to make a motion to charge the cabinet to draft a resolution saying just that, that we as a Gustavus body respect each other's opinions and when discussing differing opinions, do so in a respectful manner.
Is there a second? Second goes to Lamberty. Discussion on the proposed motion. Discussion on the proposed motion. Senator Ward.
I just think, I mean, it's a great idea, and I don't have any better ideas, but I think that it's a pretty agreed upon idea that we should talk peacefully. I think that part of the problem is the emotions behind the issue. I don't necessarily know that saying that we don't condone, you know, irrational behavior is going to stop anybody from doing that. I just don't know like what the campus benefit would be other than knowing that, like most people, we don't support assault.
Senator
Nancy. I think the main focus should be that Student Senate represents all of its constituents, and even though his constituents may be varied, between political views and religions, that we still represent, and what we think is the best for our constituents, and we should focus on better dialogue and less polarization between each other.
Controller
Hinnenkamp. Yeah, and so I'm going to jump off that a little bit and say that part of this resolution has to recognize that we here at Gustavus have a really profound opportunity to discuss and speak with people of so many different views. With a matter of seconds, I can speak with an artist, and I'm an econ major, and we can have a very civil conversation over the finer points of the economy or the finer points of Picasso's art. And that, to me, is striking. And I think we need to show people, as a Senate, that we are for everyone's free and creative expression and inquiry into whatever it may be that their heart desires, because through that we can create progress, and through that we can be a unified campus that I know we can most certainly be. And that's what I think needs to come out of this resolution, is something to not only empower our students, but to
maybe remind them a little bit of how cool it is to say that I'm a college student at a time when all activities and all areas of thought are free to think about. Are you?
Senator Clark?
Yeah, quite honestly, we can't tolerate this as a campus. I mean, you're supposed to be a liberal arts college that allows discussion and, you know, have your views challenged. And the fact is that that is not what's happening, especially in this very polarizing, and I hate to use that word because it's kind of a buzzword nowadays, but it is a very polarizing election. You have people who are very passionate about both the candidates, and it's kind of tough to it's tough to be civil almost, you know, it's because of the candidates are so polarizing. So I definitely think Speaker Haberman's motion, we should definitely support it, and we should start with a statement about our values, our community at Gustavus. We are in college, we should be able to have civil engagement, and we just aren't going to tolerate potentially violent or really emotional confrontations that someone could get hurt in. I yield.
Senator Hannon?
I completely agree with Senator Haberman's charge, and also with what Senator Clark just said, I think this is a great first step for us, but I think we also need to make sure that we don't stop here. A statement isn't going to change things, but it will be a great way to step out and let the students know that we support them. I yield.
Any other discussion? Yes.
So just an idea about having, I mean, it's clear that some of these students wanted to express their political opinions. I mean, both groups did. That we could organize some type of political open mic night where people can go and they can freely kind of get it off their chest, what they want to express through, you know, the other side.
Do you yield to me?
I yield.
Okay, thank you. So since we are in the middle of a proposed motion, this is just because we're new right now and getting used to Robert's rules and stuff, we have to talk specifically about the charge that our speaker made. And although that's like an amazing idea, I would say that's not germane, so it's not to the specific topic that we're talking about at the moment. And so if you bring it up after we're done talking about this subject, that'd be great.
Okay.
Cool. Any other discussion on the proposed charge? Senator Gantz.
Can you say what the charge is exactly again, just to clarify?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So how I have it worded right now is we are charged to draft a letter or to draft a statement that illustrates that we need to discuss our views, and this is a broad scoping views, like it's not just political views, in an appropriate and civil manner to the campus.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Did you say resolution?
Yeah.
Sorry, I said the
statement.
Statement. Resolution is the word I meant to use.
Yeah. Did you want a resolution or did you say a statement?
I said resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have it written down. I just ignored my own writing.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
So another thing to kind of keep in mind, especially when charges like this are made and brought up, is that since it's addressed to Cabinet is then we're gonna work on it later this week and then next Senate meeting probably, it's gonna be discussed again, and the specific wording and the specific details and the finer points of the resolution themselves will be very much open to interpretation and change and amendments from every senator here. So the spirit of the charge is just encouraging this kind of dialogue. Cabinet will draft a letter, and then of course there's always another chance to change specific things and make sure that it's a piece of work that represents the exact interests of this students and
anything. Is there any other discussion? I'm gonna ask Advisor Jonas, just because this is another new thing, to explain like resolution and like when those are traditionally used and kind of
so
what that means.
A resolution is probably the Senate's most formal way of issuing an opinion to the student body or to the community as a whole. It's typically written in pretty formal language. whereas, therefore, let it be resolved. And as Joe did such a nice job of, Mr. Solo, of explaining that you it will come to you from the cabinet, but then you'll have a chance to wordsmith it or change it, edit it as you see fit. And then it's usually like handed out to appropriate people. Like sometimes it's sent to the president of the college. Sometimes it's sent to the entirety of the student body. Just kind of depends on what the resolution is about as to where it gets sent on campus.
Okay. So I'm going to put myself on the speakers list and ask for, with that more, like the more information that Jonas gave us, to maybe discuss like who we are thinking that this resolution should go out to, the formality of the actual, like having it be a resolution versus something else.
Definitely it should go out to the student body. But point of clarification, what other options do we have? Are there less formal options? Or
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious.
So, yes, go ahead.
I would say, you could send an email to the student body. That would be probably the most informal thing that you could do. I don't know that there's a whole lot in between kind of informal and formal. I wouldn't be afraid of resolution. It was something that would go down in your history as a resolution, but I don't think that should freak you out. And I don't think you should let the formal language scare you. Not that you were implying that, but I don't think you have a whole lot of options kind of in between an email message and a resolution that I'm aware of.
Clark, you start.
Then I would support. I think a resolution would be the appropriate way to go.
Okay.
I think just as an in between, we've done letters that aren't resolutions, but that also aren't like they're sent in an email, but it's a formal letter. So I guess that's maybe the in between option that we've done before. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just
sent
that as an email,
but
you're right.
Yeah.
Or written as a letter.
Discussion. Any other discussion on the motion to the charge to cabinet to write a resolution? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor of charging cabinet with writing a resolution to bring to Senate regarding respective people's views on various perspectives on campus. That was poorly worded on my part, I'm sorry. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right, the charge is to cabinet. All right, with that, is there any other new business? Oh, we still got people on that. I'm sorry. We're still discussing the subject. I'm sorry. And, yep.
All right, I just want to say if you guys as senators have anything that you feel like dire that you want in that resolution, feel free to come up to me or shoot me an email. I will talk to the cabinet about that.
Thank you.
Senator
Clark.
Thank you.
Okay. Controller Henry.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Senator O'Neill. O'Connell.
Oh,
O'Connell,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. This is like a slightly different idea thing, but it's really important to just promote unity and to really focus on the things that everyone has in common versus like focusing on the differences and the division. So I feel like a lot of tension happens when people are divided. So maybe we could host an event that really helps people explore the areas that we're all similar to discover the things we have in common. So an idea for this could be like maybe have a table outside the cafe, and then you know how they have those like paper chains? People could write like something that they have in common with a fellow guestie on it, and then we could like link them all together and decorate the cafe with them or something. I don't know the like formal way to propose this.
Do you want to formally propose it, or?
Or just like hear people's thoughts on it.
If you wanted to formally propose it, you could charge it to somebody.
Okay. I charge the student host an event that would promote unity within the student body.
The second goes to Clark. Is there discussion on the charge to, now are you saying you're charging our Student Economic Affairs Committee Chair to have the event or to look into having the event?
To look into having.
Okay, sounds good. Is there any discussion on that? Senator Ward.
I think that's a really cool idea. I think another thing, I think the way you brought up the community is really important because like, if you're Democratic, if you're Republican, but we are all besties. And so like, I don't know if it would be like a student idea, but like what Greek Life does, it's like every Monday everyone wears the letters. You can go to the campus wide day where I'm gonna be like, where's their guest in here? Or something like that. And like you can look around and say like, wow, that person and I have nothing in common, but like we're both here, so some back and forth.
Discussion? Discussion on the charge. Chair Kagan?
I would say that I love what a previous speaker or senator just said. I think that's a great idea, especially because like unity is wonderful and we all are Argus Davis like students, but like our differences are so important to us and they're like what make us who we are and like what we stand for. So not like, I don't know, like I like unity and it's wonderful, but I don't think it needs to be like differences are a bad thing. That's just a thought that went through my brain. So I
Senator Clark.
I don't foresee there being any problems with like disregarding our differences if we just like make a chain link or like wear our gusty clothes for a day or have something simple that shows that there is one aspect of your day that's like we kind of share or that's similar. So I think both what all has been said about this in the past has been very beneficial and I support it. Thank you.
Thank
you.
All right, is there any other discussion on the charge? Discussion? Just okay. Senator Oscar.
I actually really like the idea of the unity thing, and I think not only just the political thing should matter the unity thing, but this would actually help, it's only what I think, this would help the international students as well in getting settled in the community as a custody, especially the first. Yeah, and national schools. So, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on the charge? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor of charging Student and Academic Affairs Committee with looking into putting on events that promote unity across campus, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Is there any other discussion on this subject? Senator O'Connell, you still have the floor.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion on this agenda item, the forum discourse? Discussion, seeing none. Is there any other new business? Senator Hammond.
I charge, I think it would be health and housing, but correct me if I'm wrong. With looking into the response time of campus safety.
Mm-hmm. Regarding what? Response to what?
I can expound more on a couple of scenarios.
Yeah, that'd be helpful, I think.
Yeah, the first week of class, one of my constituents was being harassed by a male student. And they called campus safety about it. And campus safety said, okay, we'll have somebody out there to help you, see what's going on, see what we can do for you. The constituent waited about 20 minutes. And the male student finally left. And about 20 minutes after that, so 40 minutes later, the constituent had already gone back to their dorm. And campus safety came and said, hey, what can we do for you? It's like, well,
nothing. Great, that provides context. Is there any discussion on, oh yeah, we still need a second for the charge. Second goes to Senator Versba. Is there any discussion on the charge? You still have the floor, Senator.
There was one other scenario. I've heard a few other hearsay things, but one that I specifically heard about was somebody dropped a can of salsa, which is not a big deal, but it's still an example of the response time. On the sidewalk, called campus safety. Campus safety was like, okay, just like wait there, we'll come. And they waited 20 minutes. Campus safety wasn't there. It's like, how long are we supposed to wait for salsa to get cleaned up? Mm-hmm. So they went back. Campus safety never really communicated with them. It eventually got cleaned up, but that's what I've heard of the common theme of people who called campus safety. I yield.
Okay. Discussion.
I just have a question, just for our benefit as we're looking into this. Do you know what time of day these things were happening?
They were all in the evening. I don't know exactly what time of day, but if I were to speculate based on my memory, I think it was around 11, something like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the charge? Okay, Senator or Chair Martinez.
For the 11 one, was that for the first scenario or the second one?
The first.
Okay, thank you. Hey, yeah.
Senator Ward?
I just want to say, I know like it sounds almost a little silly, like, oh, you're stressed off this list, you know, but like I live right by there and it's very dangerous. There's just broken glass laying around in the sidewalk for a long time and there's still like little stretch of broken glass. And I don't know what to do about it, but it's not safe.
Okay. Discussion?
I don't know if this is going to particularly relate well to what exactly she was talking about. Actually, I don't think it is though. But I agree with like what she said. And I've also noticed that like there is just like vomit on the way to class. Like most, like two of my classes. And that seems like kind of something we should get cleaned up. And so I don't think this relates at all. But maybe it does.
Do you yield to our advisor?
Yeah, I yield.
I think it's great for you guys to have somebody go and talk with the director of campus safety about response time, but I'd also encourage you to remember that if you are the ones who are vomiting or dropping marinara sauce all over, that you are also perfectly capable as adults to clean up your own messes. And so, like, let's not lose track of that piece of it either.
Okay.
Not cool. But but ultimately we just need to figure out, like, I understand that side of it, Jonas, I think that's a really good point, but ultimately it still represents us as Gustavus, so like, even though maybe it's some crazy person, let's say, that did it, we still see it every day and it affects us too, so we need some way of dealing with that.
Senator Hannon?
In a way, I hated to bring up the salsa scenario, because it's a lot less serious than being harassed and, you know, being asked to go back to somebody's room, stranger's room. But it's just an example of an overall theme or trend or how whatever the appropriate word would be to that I see. So I yield.
Senator Warren.
I think that also seeing faster response times and safety with some of my constituents who have actually have, like, I think they have a negative view of campus safety. Like, oh, they're just here to, like, bus parties and before schools. But if they saw them doing things like that, really taking care of their safety, like, for example, Sori had a bee infestation and campus safety came and fixed it. And I think people on my floor have a better view of them now. So I think that, like, maybe if we communicate with them, that would be a talking point and that, you know, positive PR thing for them as well.
Okay. Chair Martinez?
This is probably like a really dumb question, but I just want to make sure that I have it right. So when she called the girl, or yeah, the girl from the first scenario, she specifically told them that she was being sexually harassed. Do you know that? Or?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
I could get better, you know, more details on that scenario for you.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, yo.
Okay, Senator Hannon. This is your third time, right?
Yeah.
Third time speaking on this,
just
so.
Like a second.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
your second.
I'm keeping track.
You're good. Okay.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say that it's only like barely the first month that we've been here, a lot of us students, freshmen and fifth men. And there are are so many people, especially on my floor, that are really discouraged by campus safety. And I know that I and a lot of people on my floor would be much less likely to call campus safety if we felt threatened, because we don't have, in good faith, think that they would be able to really.
Can you? Thank you. Senator Fassendall.
I believe in somewhat giving people the benefit of the doubt, so maybe in the way you're designing an app for tracking, like, the Gus Bus and stuff like that, maybe that there's some way to show where the campus safety officers are on campus. That way, you can see how close they are from you, because maybe they are 20 minutes away and doing it with another student.
I know we're so well with confrontations.
Just to be clear, I don't think we're going to, like, use the app to track people. Like, only the administrator will see the data where, like, the, like, locations are coming in from. We're not gonna, like, publicize where, like, different people are in Lund. Because, like, yeah, we know that, but we're not gonna ever show that. That's only the administrator. Like, that's only the administrator that will get access to.
Thank you for that clarification. Do you?
How do you?
Okay. Senator Clark.
Yeah, just super quick, I think, like, if we do have an app or something like that, it'd be cool just to have, like, campus safety is X amount of minutes away, I yield.
Sorry, I just thought of something. So, we are hopefully working with campus safety. Oh, wait, was that what you were referring to?
Yeah, with the, was maybe, I don't know, Domino said a tracking app, can we?
So I'm going to observe what Chair Taven said. The subject at hand is the charge that was made to health and housing, and it'd be better if we stuck to that and brought up maybe the app idea later on in the meeting. For now, let's stick to what the charge is. So, discussion on the charge. To health and housing, to look into the timing of campus safety. are you on this? But you've already spoken. Oh, wait, no. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, caretaking.
So one thing I'm thinking for maybe with, like, campus safety, health and housing chair could definitely, like, mention that when you call, the campus safety can be like, we are approximately this, like, this is going to take us this long to get out to you. If you're in a vital situation, please try to get somewhere that's going to be safer for you, or, like, try contacting, like, maybe other friends right away to see if they can come to you in our, like, in the travel time that it'll take us to get to you. So, like, that could be something that you definitely bring up. Thank you.
Senator
Desan. I believe that something definitely needs to be done, and this is a very serious problem because it's unacceptable for campus safety to take 40 minutes to get to any situation that's going on campus. The fact that somebody had to wait 40 minutes to be responded to is, I think, is unacceptable, regardless of what the situation might be. I think we need to look more into that, and something needs to be done.
All right, is there any other discussion on the charge? Discussion,
all right,
Senator
Edelman? Yep. I think we should keep in mind, not disregarding what, if campus safety was occupied at the time, maybe an officer missed a shift, or if anyone knew campus safety would know if there were more or less officers working in the evening time. All of those details should be addressed.
Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor of charging health and housing with looking into the time efficiency of safety, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? the floor is still yours, Senator Hannah. Is there any Senator Clark?
I would make a motion to charge technology, looking into the possibility of making an app for accessing the basic features of WebAdvisor. So such as like lock and combo, maybe class information, read it, not use our terrible mobile browser that always kicks us out because of cookies.
Oh, you said it at first? I'm going to give it to Captain Ball because I'm so sorry. Discussion?
So now I have a screenshot of my combo number and whatnot, and I get tired of it.
Discussion? Charge. In favor of charging the tech committee into looking into making an app? Abstentions? All right, that charge passes as well. Any other new business? New business? Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Okay, so, Administrative Director Nicaragua.
I have a couple announcements. First, I'd like to welcome Senator Shaw from Prairie View and Senator Ed Holland from Southwest. Two, I would like to welcome the new senators, but they have been able to be available today because the past 2 weeks have been stretched over the schedule. Senator Dornan from Complex and Senator Sun from Off Campus. And I would like to clarify a few points about attendance because it has been a little bit not so clear when you are not available Monday, when you can't make it to the meeting on Monday, you let me know every Monday before 12. When you will be late, when you will leave early, you let me know before 12 on Monday. That way I can keep track of what's going on, who is attending and who is not. Second, if you miss 3 meetings without notifying me, you're out. No, we call you to a meeting to discuss about. So you are only allowed 3 non-explained meetings. So you have to notify me every day. You can't make it to the meeting. Two, if you are a senator and you are not in 2 committees or you are not in the finance committee, please see me after the meeting. Three, if you are a senator and you were not signed up for tabling, please see me after the meeting. Thank you.
Oh, look, it's me. I just wanted to also welcome our new senators. I'm so glad you could make it here. On the note of discussions, it's really, really important that we are engaging in the discussion, even when it's as basic as a budget that everyone agrees upon and is following all the rules. We still need to have something for the record so that our student boards and people that are listening in on the minutes know that we value whatever they're submitting and are engaging in that dialogue. With that, thanks for an awesome discussion. Good job, or shout out to Chair Javen for calling your first Jermaine. I encourage all of you to look into all of the interesting language of Robert's Rules and knowing that Jermaine means speaking, you have to speak on the subject that's at hand, and sometimes that can be nitpicky, but that does keep us moving forward more efficiently. Also, some of our discussions kind of got longer and sort of went circular, which is totally fine, but if you see that happening and you want to end discussion, you can also call the question at any time, and then we can vote on that as well. So, welcome, and then awesome job today. I yield. Chair Taven.
So, as everyone knows, when Kenneth Reed came in here, he talked about this wonderful panel that's going to be going on. It's called I Am a Black Man panel. It's going to be Thursday, October 6th from 6:30 to 8. So definitely try to remember, put that on your calendars. It would be wonderful if you guys could all attend. It's going to be a great conversation. And then also, now that we are co-sponsoring Indigenous Peoples Day, it will be happening before we meet next Monday. It's going to be at 6:30 in the Heritage Room. So you can like grab your dinner and then just like hit it up and then come here. It would be like a little great transition. Or you could stay. No, you can't actually. yeah, so that was mine. Thanks.
Senator Clark.
You guys should be more or less aware by now, but the Gustavo Serenfeld Lodge next Saturday is going to build a circle of Bueller, and on the following Sunday after chapel, we're going to be having decorations. decorations, and then at 6 o'clock, there will be a celebration. We'll usher in the folks together, so I really hope to see you all there.
Director Jordan.
Tech May, let's meet over here. Okay.
Any other announcements? Announcements. Okay.
Same thing with finance committee. I just want to talk for a few seconds.
Oh, hey, diversity committee. Real quick.
Okay. Any other announcements? Announcements. Meeting adjourned.